we are back to Chaos Communication Congress, talking about Freifunk, OLPC, OpenWRT, OLSR, meshing, everything. Yeah.
What?
hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Cool that you are here.
Thanks.
We have been talking a lot with the OpenWRT developers.
Yes, they're
about yeah, they're great guys. We have talked about OLPC right now, which is a very nice device and project as well.
Yeah.
And which is a meshing device as well. That's the connection between all the topics we have today.
Yes.
And we have talked about Freifunk as well, and had Freifunk firmware developers here, and with Axel, who is the Batman, Better Approach to Mobile Ad Hoc Networking developer as well, and now you, as the last attendee of our 2-hour show today, would say some words about OLSR, which is, since a couple of years, the major routing protocol for free networks. Maybe it's just 2 sentences about the history and where we are now.
Okay. So, like, as many people know, OLSR started as a RFC in France, more academic. Then it was a diploma thesis of Andreas Tönnesen. Then it was used here very much in the Freifunk network because it was the only solution that we had at that moment.
I remember we were, and you as well, experimenting with AODV and other things.
Yes,
in the
but it didn't work. Okay. So that's very simple as that. And OLSR was the only thing which worked on cross-platform. So it was the working horse, and it still is, and most of the Freifunk, Funkfeuer, Athens Wireless, GifiNet, whatever, no Gifi not, but these networks.
What is Gifi actually using?
I think they're using OSPF, and they're generating configs for it, and everybody can download a config file over the website and get in touch with the neighbors, and it's a very, very sophisticated config generator.
Okay.
It's also very interesting. It works very well what they're doing, actually. So, so OLSR got sort of a little bit ignored for maybe 1 year or so because Andreas Tönnesen didn't have time. Also, Thomas Lopatic didn't have so much time anymore. So at some point we decided, in parallel to the Batman guys, that something needs to be done. So here's how we diverge, sort of. Like, the one group says we want to do something new, the other group says, okay, damn, we have to clean up OLSR. So that's what we did the last year, especially, like,
You or some guys from Vienna took over the main development because it lay down at this time.
Yes, exactly. And notably Hannes Gredler, Bernd Petrovic, Sven Ole also still continues to provide patches, and a few other people. And what we managed to do is, and especially Hannes and Bernd, I have to really congratulate them for that, is like they brought down the CPU usage from around, in our network in Vienna, 400 devices, from around 60% CPU load on a Linksys to now under 1% CPU load. That means scalability is not an issue anymore.
I remember days when the developers of OLSR on meetings in Berlin got asked, okay, what's the limit? How many nodes can we do? Well, maybe 100.
Yeah.
2 months later, it was, well, maybe 500. And then for a long time, the magical number of thousands, 1,000 was the mileage. But now you say...
I think we're beyond that. We're way beyond that, yeah? Because we changed two major things. One is like the asymptotic complexity.
Mm-hmm.
That means like how much steps does a CPU need to calculate.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it was growing with n square, and n being the number of nodes. So if you have 1,000 nodes, it would be 1,000 times 1,000. That's like million calculations, right? Which is already a lot for a small 200 megahertz Linksys thing.
Yeah.
And now it's changed to n log n. That means 1,000 times logarithm of 1,000. Let's say the 10 logarithm. That's like 100? No, more. Something more. Anyway, 20 something. Yeah. And so it's like really a huge difference. If you just plot the graphs of n log n and n square, you see like n log n is really flat and n square goes really up. And so we're very, very confident that it grows way beyond 1,000 nodes. The only problem is that we don't have a test network now with 1,000 nodes.
So you've pushed the limit further, and now it's okay to have a routing protocol until we reach the boundaries, and then maybe improvement is necessary as well. With Chris, I had a talk about old PC before, and we were talking about the mesh thing and the old PC as well. And as I know, you've played with these little toys as well a while ago. And Chris was just mentioning that there might be possibilities, and there are prototypes of OLSR which make it possible for the old PC to interact with the OLSR network. Do you know about those?
Yes, the approach is pretty straightforward. It's like old PC uses 802.11s, which is on layer 2. So the whole thing behaves like it's on a big switch. So what you do basically is like you aggregate these IP addresses which are in that 802.11s mesh cloud, old PC mesh, and connect those clouds with OLSR. And that's pretty straightforward. And I'm working with that in Vienna. Yeah.
And this is an approach which would come into counting if, like, development countries or schools where the old PC gets delivered want to network a certain area. Is OLSR a technology which comes into discussion for those scenarios already?
Anything can go. You can use BGP, OSPF, whatever. Yeah. Basically. I think at the moment they're working now on the interesting thing in their mesh is like they're working also on scalability issues now with their mesh, and especially radio interference, or they're very careful about radio interference. I recently talked with Michaelis from OLPC, and they have a spectrum analyzer there, you know, analyzing really how much the air space gets used, and this is like the key where they're working on right now, the key issue. So I think they're not really so worried about like integrating different areas, connecting different areas. They're more like concerned now with meshing the whole school and the whole village in itself.
Yeah.
So like local mesh clouds, that's what they're thinking.
And how would you what's your opinion about the 802.11s protocol soldered in the wireless Marvel chip being proprietary in the old PC? Do you think this is a
nobody
problem,
likes it?
Or?
Yeah, nobody likes it. It's very clear. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes that it was like that. That I just know that at that time when they were at old PC, when they were researching that, they had two options. To have mesh like that with these features in the laptop with a Marvel with an NDA, or to not have it. So they chose the way to have it, and you know you can't blame them for that, because their mission is to bring education tools to the developing country and not to have everything GPL.
Yeah.
They're all about being GPL in practice whenever they can.
Yeah.
So this is like the compromise, the only, unfortunately, nobody likes it.
And there's, for now, no way around it, and the world has to live with it?
There are a few people who are researching how to make an open firmware for the Marvel. It's just, again, the question of, you know, it's time. You know, if some sponsor is out there who says this is really way cool, I want that this is happen, it should happen, and I will use it for whatever this and that product, you know, get in contact with me. I'm sure I can connect the other concerned people, and you know, it's a matter of time, resources, as usual.
Yeah.
And then it will be there.
That's a great offer. So if anybody out there might have resources to fund a firmware which makes the old PC even more free than it is right now, please contact us or Aaron, or just try to reach Freifunk or OLSR people, and we will manage that. And I think Chris, what would you Would you agree on that part?
Yes, sure.
So I think the crowd of old PC Austria, you can ask as well. And this connections
Aaron
are...
happens to be involved in old PC Austria.
Aaron is everywhere.
No, he's everywhere in Austria. just these two projects.
Okay. And Funkfeuer and a Silver Server and...
No, not Silver Server. Silver Server is just a sponsor of Funkfeuer. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But I see the whole thing is like one line, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the whole mesh thing is like the basis for
all PC. Yeah, it's the basis for all PC. It's the basis of connecting devices, making bridging digital divides, taking communications where they are not already, and to make a digital positive free world happening.
Yeah, exactly.
We have just 10 minutes left for our show today.
Okay.
We may round it up with some things you, Chris, and you, Aaron, have seen at the Congress so far.
Okay.
You would recommend to people to attend, like seeing the stream, the recorded streams, which are available within weeks from now, or things for which to come here the last 2 days, like today and tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I was pretty impressed. First of all, I think the most important thing is to meet the people here and talk apart from the presentations. But by the presentations, I was pretty impressed by the one of hacking this RFID reader. It was what was it called? Milfair or so?
Milfair, yeah.
Yeah, it was so impressive. They just sliced open a crypto chip, slice by slice. It was really good, yeah. And I was very impressed by that. And I was also impressed by the stories about the former spy at the MI5, MI6. It was pretty scary. What can we do to counter spies? It was really scary, yeah. And introduction to MEMS was also quite nice. Like the micro-mechanical machines. And I'm very curious about the next coming lecture called Getting Things Done.
I think that's what we all need.
Yes.
Chris, what kind of upcoming lecture would you recommend as totally must to see?
Depends on what you're interested in, but I would say reverse engineering on embedded devices sounds very interesting.
Oh yeah, I would go to attend this one as well.
Today on 2030 and in room 3.
So for everybody who is not in Berlin and who cannot come just by and attend to the lectures, have a look at events.ccc.de/2007/Fahrplan, which is a German word. No, just have to look to the Congress Wiki, and you will have one click to the program, and you will have another click to the streaming, and you can attend every lecture just online, live streamed, and it's really worth it. And if you can come over and can afford the not so cheap but worth it day tickets, just come over and have fun and meet people and see all these great projects here. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Ufo, we say goodbye as well?
I think so. One little piece of music, DJ Spinback, one of the reggae hip-hop DJs in Leipzig.
The music just turns me on. Yo, man, let's take it back to that old school storytelling shit.